If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
What a week. This is my largest ever Insane Things podcast. 10 insane things. So I'm going to have to make each one shorter than normal just to get it all in a timely fashion. Let's dive in. Insane thing number 10. Every week we get some new stat that shows us just the mind-blowing, insane size of the Democrats' voter drive at the border. This week was no exception. It's insane thing number 10. The non-English-speaking children of illegal immigrants are beginning to swamp swing state schools, where they're being heavily dumped, in hopes of eventually one day winning Democrats that all-important one-party system, so they can finally crush and end their opposition and, of course, the Bill of Rights and every freedom that we have, so they can rule with an iron fist. You know the story. Wow. Take Pennsylvania, for instance. Right now, according to the Daily Caller, across the state, there were a total of 71,766 English as a second language students, those requiring special education. A similar story broke out of Michigan. This week, another swing state. I'll let J.D. Vance tell you about that one.
But the other thing that is crazy about the border is in the state of Michigan, I didn't know the statistic until today, there are 85,000 students in Michigan public schools who are the children of illegal aliens. 85,000. Now think about that. Think about what it does to a poor school teacher who's just trying to get by with what they have, is trying to educate their kids, and then you drop in a few dozen kids into that school, many of whom don't even speak English. Do you think that's good for the education of the American citizens? No, it's not.
Insane thing number 9. Kamala Harris promising to amnesty all of the 10 million people that she's let into the country as border czar. Promising in the same Latino town hall yesterday to do the amnesty over and over and over again, despite the fact that polling in recent weeks has shown even majority of Democrats want to send illegal immigrants home. I'm not sure who she's trying to sway here, especially since repeatedly in polls, Hispanics are the most anti-illegal immigration group, bar none. But here she is.
So my pledge to you is that by the grace of God, and hopefully with your support as well, when I am elected president, I will do the work of focusing on what we must do to have an orderly and humane pathway to earn citizenship. One of the biggest problems with failure to have a comprehensive plan for immigration is that we have not given them the pathway to earn their right to citizenship. And that is, again, that is one of the priorities for me, frankly, in terms of my motivation for what I know we must do. I think it should compel us to agree they should not have to live in fear, but should have an ability to be on a pathway to earn their citizenship. So it is one of my priorities.
But if the polls this week are any indication, Kamala may not get a chance to do that amnesty. That's insane thing number 8. Emerson just released 7 swing state polls. Trump leads in 6 of them. Yep, all of a sudden, the big national liberal polls, which is to say almost all of them, essentially, except Trafalgar and Rasmussen, have gone from saying that, you know, Kamala's going to win pretty much overall to, gosh darn, guess she's not. Even the political betting markets, which have had her significantly ahead in odds of winning for quite a while, have suddenly flipped. Polymarket.com, a measure of all the betting markets, has Trump at 55% and Kamala at 44%. That's not final score. That's odds of winning. What's up with this? First, don't believe it. These polls exist for one reason and one reason only, to manipulate you. Think about the last two elections. Folks, this is a divided country right down the middle. It is. Think about the last two elections. What have they told us about Trump's odds both times? Well, when Hillary was running at this point, in, let's take Michigan, for example, she was up by 7.3% over Trump. When Biden was running at this point in Michigan, he was up 6.7 points over Trump. Well, Trump won in 2016, and in 2020, he not only didn't lose by that amount, he actually shattered all previous Republican voter turnout records. If I'm a Democrat and I'm strategizing, you know what I'm going to do this time? I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to tell Trump voters, who are obviously very motivated when they see the Democrats way up in the polls, I'm going to tell Trump voters, you know what, he's got this. That landslide territory, why don't you stay home? I think that's what they're doing. I think it's closer than they're saying. And why might all these polls have turned on a dime? Well, if you read Cook Political Report this week, they lean left, but have a pretty good record. Not perfect, but pretty good. You can see the trend that they might actually be looking at. Cook Political Report found this. Among high propensity voters, Kamala Harris overwhelmingly winning by more than 3 points. Among medium and low propensity voters, Donald Trump is winning. If they show up, medium and low, he wins. If the lows stay home, she does. See what's going on here? Yeah, Cook probably shouldn't have let the cat out of the bag. That's why the polls have suddenly flipped. I believe that. But in the Pennsylvania state poll, Emerson noted something interesting. Quote, it appears that Harris's support from African-American males is actually deteriorating and has been deteriorating over the last month. Dear Lord. Because do you know where she was when the NAACP had Hillary's pollster, Harris, do the polling for her on September 16th? Something we've never seen before. Remember, Barack Obama got 95% of the black vote. Joe Biden got 87%. Kamala Harris right now is pulling 78% of the black vote. Democrats need 85% to win. But something remarkable, never seen before, is going on with black male voters under the age of 50. A majority say they aren't voting for her in this poll. 49% say they are voting for her. The rest, 25%, are voting for Trump, and the others are staying home. So a majority not voting for the supposedly black woman. Folks, that's where the polling was about a month ago. If it's deteriorated since then, where are we now? Again, that poll I just read to you was for the NAACP. I don't know, but it must be bad because Barack Obama damn near lost his mind this week. I've never seen him this deranged, this enraged. In a 5-minute hate-filled, it truly was hateful, condemnation of black males as sexist, he took him to the woodshed for not voting for her, allegedly because she's a woman. The audio on this is actually pretty bad, so I'm going to read you the transcript. He says black men are opposed to Kamala because they, quote, aren't feeling the idea of having a woman as president, unquote. No, it's because they're broke and they aren't feeling the idea of the second job they have to afford food now that the cost of it's up 29% in a little less than 4 years. This was pure rage. And you can see Obama sees his power slipping away. Joe Biden was his third term. He's now beginning to realize he might not have a fourth one. And you know what's interesting? He raged for 5 minutes. Never once anywhere in there did he tell black voters or anyone else what good thing would befall them if the Democrat Party were elected. What good thing the Democrats will do for them. That was insane thing number 7. insane thing number six. And by the way, how hypocritical of Obama, because he's a black man. Shouldn't he be supporting her? Well, where the heck has he been? He's been AWOL on the campaign trail. Okay, insane thing number seven. I've often wondered, as I've watched the Israeli-Gaza war, it's gone on for a year now, as I've watched it on TV, seen the missiles fly back and forth, seen the invasions, the fighting, the fact that Hamas, the Gazans, are managing to fight back at least this long without being totally conquered by Israel. I've wondered, who's funding that? Now we know. It's the White House, specifically Harris Biden, to the tune of $1 billion of your tax dollars. Senator Tom Cotton got the scoop, just as he and many other Republicans predicted. A lot of that cash aid that was sent to the Gaza Strip went right to Hamas. About $1 billion worth. How'd that happen? Via a group called USAID. We're supposed to believe it's a whoopsie. Yeah, they kind of sort of really didn't vet the groups giving it out. Well, what did they do to vet them? I mean, surely they tried. Self-reporting. Wait, self-reporting their own ties to terror? Yeah, pretty much, according to the inspector general looking into how Hamas and the Gazans got the money to fight the war with Israel, said, yeah, they were pretty much just asked what their ties to terror were, if any. And then if they said nothing, well, they got the money. $1 billion of your dollars. Folks, this isn't an accident. The same thing happened with the Taliban. We, whoopsie, accidentally gave them $240 million. How? Oh, we accidentally didn't get around to vetting. The Biden administration didn't. The NGOs it was going to. And psh, I'm going to play the Indian news version of this story so you can see how terminally stupid we look around the world. Remember, the Taliban sent our children home to us in body bags. The Taliban killed or injured over 2,000 Americans. And, well, here you go.
The U.S. State Department might have accidentally funneled at least $239 million to the Taliban since the 2021 withdrawal of its troops from Afghanistan. The $239 million excludes the military equipment, including Humvees and Black Hawk helicopters worth $7 billion that the U.S. military left behind in Afghanistan. Right after the chaotic U.S. Withdrawal from Afghanistan, the Taliban opened over 100 scam nonprofit organizations. While these organizations fronted to be working for humanitarian assistance, most of these were linked to the Taliban. The group secured massive tranches of money through donations made to these nonprofit organizations, as per the report.
Put that on top of the $80 billion in sanctions relief we gave Iran and the $16 billion the Biden administration gave them outright. You can only come to the conclusion that the Democrats are now openly funding our enemies. Oh, and this week, this was an insane thing this week.
If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Which is number five, Kamala Harris announcing on the same day that she announced that North Carolina would get $100 million to help it recuperate from the storm, announced that Lebanon would get $150 million. What do you want to bet that A year from now, 2 years from now, I'm doing the story about how the terror group Hezbollah accidentally got that money because nobody vetted where it was going to. I'd bet my 401k that'll happen, double or nothing. Insane thing number five. Are the Democrats plotting an insurrection for if Donald Trump wins? Some of them are. Says who? Says the liberal publication Axios. Here's the headline. Scoop. Some top Dems won't commit to certifying a Trump win. It's not all of them, they say. Just some of them. What is this? A trial balloon. Just to see how this lands. It's not new. Remember, Democrat Jamie Raskin first floated it on a podcast in the beginning of the year. And he was very definitive. The idea that since Trump is an insurrectionist, he is ergo unqualified to hold office. And thus, the Democrats are fully within their rights. Heck, it's their duty to block him, no matter what the voters.
And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand, as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody and civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means. And I'm glad that Sherilyn's creating her new center so we can bring that.
Which leads to insane thing number five. Josh Hawley, Senator, this week had yet another whistleblower come to him and tell him something shocking. Inside the Secret Service, they're inspector generals like every other agency. And they're supposed to be independent and they watch over what goes on. They don't actually answer to anyone in their agency. And these inspectors have been trying to attend Trump events, and they've been blocked by the leadership of the Secret Service from attending certain events, but not others. The whistleblower says that's because Trump, in certain events, but not others, is still not getting the full necessary Secret Service protection. They're deliberately downscaling it and then hiding that from the inspectors when they want to, you know, go to these events.
Sounds like he's still not getting the security that he's been promised. And here's what this new whistleblower says. He says that investigators are now not allowed to come to all the Trump rallies because if they did, they would see that Trump is not getting the full presidential protective detail. He's only getting it selectively. So the allegation is Secret Service leadership is now saying to its own internal investigators, no, actually, wait, don't come to that event. Come to this one over here. And they're trying to conceal the fact Trump is still not getting the full levels of protection. I don't know why they're doing this. Other than that, they don't want the public to know the truth. And I tell you what, I've had enough of this from Secret Service leadership. I really have. They need to level with the American people about what's going on here. They need to tell us if Trump is really getting all the security he needs. These rallies need to be safe for everybody who goes to them. And I've had enough of the prevarication and the concealment and the stonewalling. It's got to stop.
There's a scenario, folks, that deeply alarms me. What if Donald Trump wins the presidency? And what if the Democrats win control of the House? Which polls are showing right now, Democrats have a higher likelihood of winning the House than we do. We'll see. If Democrats win the House, that means the Democrat Speaker of the House would be number three in line to the presidency should something unfortunate or convenient, depending on your point of view, happen at one of these unsecured and insecured Trump rallies. See, if you could take out Trump and Vance simultaneously, Democrat is president. My worry is that might just be too tempting for whoever it is deep within the Department of Homeland Security or Secret Service who has been unsecuring and insecuring these rallies. Bottom line, folks, if Trump wins, it ain't over. He's got to try to survive after that. Insane thing number four. Oh, the lies she tells. Folks, we've seen plenty of politicians flip-flop, but we've never seen a politician flip-flop on this scale. She has flip-flopped her entire agenda. Remember, she did it largely all at once in a New York Times article, but there's still a few pieces here and there she hasn't got to. And so this week, she was lying her rear end off again, going off on Donald Trump for supposedly lying about her position on gas-powered cars. This takes brass cojones to do this. It's that outrageous.
Michigan, let us be clear. Contrary to what my opponent is suggesting, I will never tell you what kind of car you have to drive.
Yeah, honey, the problem is this is Kamala Harris when she was running in 2020.
Will everyone have to drive electric cars?
Well, by my plan, by 2045, we will have basically zero emission vehicles only, 100%.
Another problem. When Kamala Harris was a U.S. senator, she was the chief sponsor of a bill. Never went anywhere, thank God. To do what? Ban gas-powered cars. Insane thing number three. Insane thing number three. This week, the FBI caught an Afghan flown in with basically no vetting from Afghanistan on one of those flights after he deliberately collapsed the country and put the Taliban in charge. Anyways, Afghan flown in on one of these flights was in the middle of a terror plot to commit a mass assassination terror attack on election day. So I'm on my treadmill and I'm, you know, pounding away. And my young son, who is a political fanatic and sometimes reads some stuff that, you know, could be a little confusing online, comes in and tells me that he was affiliated with this CIA. And I said, no, that's just a conspiracy theory. No, there's always people online who say stuff like that about every shooter. And he said, no, mom. And he showed me the Fox News article. That's how nuts this was. I heard this and told my son, no, that's just people in the comments. It's a conspiracy. What? He worked as a security guard in Afghanistan for the CIA? Oh, come on. Are we supposed to believe they didn't vet him too? Please. This thing stinks to high heaven. Insane thing number two. Elon Musk, in an interview with Tucker Carlson, both of them actually, openly contemplating the prison sentence Elon Musk will get if Donald Trump doesn't win for allowing free speech online and just for generally opposing Her Highness. Folks, we never had conversations like this in America. We never had prominent billionaires saying stuff like, well, yeah, I'm totally going to prison for supporting the wrong person and for supporting the First Amendment if Democrats win. How did it get this crazy?
If he loses, man, what?
You're f***ed, dude.
I'm f***ed. If he loses, I'm f***ed.
It does seem that way. You can't just be like, just be like, yo, I.
Yeah, I'm like, how long do you think my prison sentence is going to be? Do you think? Will I see my children? I don't know.
Because it's not like you can say, well, yeah, I maxed out to him, but, you know, I get.
I have no plausible deniability. No, and I've been trashing Kamala nonstop.
Oh, I know.
But I mean, it's not exactly crazy when you consider the top eight ranking campaign members for Trump's 2016 campaign are all convicted felons, as is Trump himself. That's not a coincidence. And of course, their convictions have all come post campaign. Finally, insane thing number one, because it shows you what the Democrat plan is that they're striving for. It's Tim Walz this week at a fundraiser in California, casually saying that everybody agrees that we need to go ahead and eliminate the Electoral College if the Democrats win. Put that with packing the Supreme Court, turning it into really more of a legislature that would rubber stamp everything the Democrats want to do, including eliminating the Bill of Rights. And you've got a country nobody recognizes. And he just casually drops this as if everybody's on board. Well, it was too much. It was too much even for CBS. And they asked him, man, are you serious? Of course, he is. So he can't give a straight answer. Folks, this is just another one of these flashing warning signs about how radical the left's agenda actually is.
I want to go back to something you said on Tuesday. You said, I think all of us know the Electoral College needs to go. But the campaign came out later that night, and they said that's not their stance. Yeah. Well, it's not the campaign's position. And the point I'm trying to make is that there's folks that feel every vote must count in every state. And I think some of folks feel that's not the case. Our campaign does that. And the point I'm saying is I'm in 5 states in 2 days. We're out there making the case that the campaign's position is clear, that that's not their position. Their position and my position is to make sure that everybody understands their vote, no matter what state they're in, matters.
So that's something that you and Vice President Harris disagree on?
I have spoken about it in the past that she's been very clear on this, and the campaign and my position is the campaign's position.
Oh, and bonus insane thing. You know how I refer to these people as royalty? They really have begun to take on the look, the feel, the way they operate of royalty. It's been pretty profound, particularly in recent months. Well, you got to see this video. It's on my Twitter feed. It's Tim Walz and Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff. They're trying to look like normal Americans. They go up to the counter at a coffee shop that they're visiting, and they get coffee. And they're handed the coffee, and they walk off with it without paying. Can you imagine if a Republican candidate, if Trump did that? I mean, remember how they raked Daddy Bush, Bush 1, over the coals for not shopping much himself in a grocery store? Remember how they damn near destroyed Mitt Romney for pulling out a bill, what was supposed to be a dollar bill to pay a 12-year-old, and he only had 100? These people went into a coffee shop and walked off with the coffee without paying. That's a crime for the rest of us. But then I guess when they commit crime at the level we've documented on this podcast, it's almost weekly that we find out about a new crime. It's nothing to these people. They're Democrats. They take things that aren't theirs and they walk away. But what was so profound about this is that the third person standing at the coffee counter was Tim Walz's daughter, a teenager who knew better. She looks absolutely mortified. She's almost in pain. She says, "I feel exposed right now." She kind of puts her hands to her head, and you could tell the people behind the counter feel bad for her. She's embarrassed. You could tell. And they said, "Ah, don't worry about it. Keep the coffee." She says, No, we'll have somebody pay. Poor thing. But it's the little things, folks. It's the little things. You or I reflect, forget the morals of it. You or I reflexively would pay at that coffee counter. It would feel wrong if we walked away because we're so used to paying when we get stuff. They aren't. It didn't even dawn on them that they are making the serfs pay for the coffee because they don't think that way. Here's the clip.
I feel exposed. Thank you so much, Dan. Someone will be up here today. Right? No, please come. Thank you so much.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.